Icky News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pete Hegseth is vowing to bring warrior culture to the military if confirmed as President-elect Trump's defense secretary, but it was a contentious confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, such as this exchange with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Standards have been changed inside infantry training units, ranger school, infantry battallions, to ensure that
give
commanders
me one example.
Meet...
Please give me an example. I get you're making these
commanders
generalized
meet
statements.
Quotas to have a certain number of female infantry officers or infantry enlisted, and that disparages those women
commanders
who are incredibly
capable
of meeting that standard.
Commanders do not have to meet quotas for the infantry. Commanders do not have to have a quota for women in the infantry. That does not exist. It does not exist.
Hegseth deflected allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking and highlighted his combat experience. Meantime, a report's been released on Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Special counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law and believes Donald Trump would have been convicted if voters had not returned him to the White House. Smith repeated much of what he said at the start of the investigation in 2023 when he called the Capitol riot an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy.
It was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant, targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
Smith's report was released less than a week before Donald Trump's inauguration. On his social media platform, the president-elect says the voters have spoken. He is innocent. And Jack Smith is a lame-brain prosecutor who was unable to get his case tried before the election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Santa Ana winds are again blowing across the parched landscape around Los Angeles, where two massive wildfires have been burning for a week. Crews are on high alert from San Diego to far north of L.A. This is AP News. Monday Night Football capped off the NFL's wild card round. Githan Coolbaugh has the result.
The Rams defeated the Vikings 27-9 in an NFC wild card matchup that was relocated from Los Angeles to Arizona due to the deadly wildfires.
You know, with everything that's going on with our community, everything that these guys have gone through, I thought they epitomized and they represented the city the right way.
LA coach Sean McVay.
I'm really proud of them. I'm not surprised, though, because they've been consistent. They've been steady. We're grateful for the win.
Matthew Stafford tossed two touchdowns and the Rams defense sacked Sam Darnold, a playoff record tying nine times.
At the end of the day, all that matters is when you have a good season, what do you do in the playoffs? And we didn't get it done to then, and that's all that matters.
LA will face the Eagles in the divisional round.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Houston Texans are among the teams advancing in the playoffs, but Deontay Johnson's not going with them. The team waived the wide receiver after he played just two games for them. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.